Tyson's over here, Mr. Kasha. Let's still evict this off here, okay, properly. Tyson's over here, Mr. Kasha. How could the Gemara on top of the page? Gemara on top of the page, on the top of Chesed Neveh, we're coming to bring now together the whole Amud. On top of Chesed Neveh, the Gemara had a suffix. When a guy does a Rochav of Manik together, which one knocks out the other? A Kinyan Shaila, okay? A Shaila and Kinyan, and which one knocks out the other? Fertosis, how can you have a suffix when you have a Rochav and a Manik together, which one knocks out the other? Before Shemishna, by Rochav and Manik, there's Echleiku. I want to present this Kasha for the way it is, like that. How could the Gemara have a suffix on top of Omer Beis? How could the Gemara have a suffix on the top of Omer Beis? That what? That Rochav and Manik, which one knocks out the other in the world of Kinyanim? The Mishnah says Rochav and Manik is Echleiku. That's the discussion. And because of this Kasha, Tosis has a whole Lamda Shavah, which I'm going to explain by Rochava again. So at first glance, Tosis Kasha doesn't make sense. The suffix of the Gemara on the top of Chesed Beis is a suffix in Nuchas Kinyanim, right? Which Kinyan works? The Mishnah doesn't say that Kaina. Mishnah is talking about Yachleiku Muchzakas. Mishnah doesn't say how the guy was Kaina. Doesn't say the Mishnah was Kaina with Rochav and Waka Manik. It was Kaina Manik and Waka Rochav. Doesn't say that, right? Mishnah says that they came to Bethlehem like that. So what does this want? The answer is, what Tais means to ask is that if a Rochav is not Kaina Waka Manik and a Manik is not Kaina Waka Rochav, so then a Rochav won't be a Muchzik with Waka Manik and a Manik won't be a Waka Muchzik Waka. And Tais says before Shal Tais, Tais says Muchzik, 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 Muchzik. Are you a Muchzik? You're not a Muchzik. That's what the agenda is about. If you'll ask me, where did Tais say such a Yesoid? That if you can't be Kaina in a Za'oifin, you're not a Muzik. He took it from the Gemara on the bottom. Everything starts from there. The Gemara on the bottom said that for Shnayim Reichvin, we have a Raya that what? That Rochav is Kaina. As I state in Taisa. That was Taisa Kasha. Taisa asked the Kasha, very lumpish Akasha. How could the Gemara have a suffix if Rochav is Kaina Bakum Manik or Manik Kaina Bakum Rochav? Hello, the Mishnah says before that Rochav and Manik are both called Muzik together. Now I want to explain a letter of Taisa's Kasha. I mean, Tosis Kasha is that if there's a Yesoid called Tfisa Royal Kinyan, that means you have to hold it in a way that you could be Kaina. So if Rochav is not Kaina Mokam Manik, then a Rochav Mokam Manik is not called a Muxik. If a Manik is not Kaina Mokam Rochav, then a Manik Mokam Rochav is not called a Muxik, because in the state that you're in now, you couldn't have been Kaina. Advertises a big Yesoid, that albeit it's true that there's a Yesoid called Tfisa Royal Kinyan, you have to hold it in a way that you could be Kaina. But it doesn't mean necessarily in this situation. As long as I am holding it in a way that could be a Kinyan somewhere else, that's enough. So if a Rochav alone is Kinyan, I'm a Rochav. Rochav is Kinyan somewhere, that's called Abba Tvisa. I'm a Manik. Manik is Kinyan somewhere, that's called a Tvisa. I, in this particular scenario, if they would have come together, it wouldn't have happened. In the state of the Rochav and Rochav Manik and the Manik and Rochav Rochav, in the way it is now, one of them wouldn't have been Kinyan. It doesn't interest me. That still answers to the criteria of a Tvisa, a royal Kinyan. That's the way it starts. So, in order to be called a Tvisa, a royal Kinyan, I don't need to have that in the present scenario. The way it was done, it would have been a Kinyan, as long as it's a Kinyan somewhere. I started to say yesterday at the end, the Hezra of this Teretz, I want to explain it by Hachova Gedolah, because it's the heart of the sugya, what I'm going to say now. This new Yesoid, that you need to have a Tvisa, which could be a Kinyan, there are two ways to learn. I want them to listen to the Nusach I'm saying. I said it over too quickly yesterday. I want to explain it by Hachova. One way of learning is that Tvisa is not totally in Kinyan at all. Tvisa is not totally in Kinyan. To be called a Tafas, it's not totally in whether or not your Tvisa could be a Kinyan or not. Rather, it's a Simen. Kinyan and Tvisa are both totally in the same criteria. I repeat, it's not the pshat that Tvisa is totally in Kinyanim. You only call a Tafas if you could be Kaina. Tvisa and Kinyan, the criteria of Tvisa and the criteria of Kinyan are both the same criteria. What does that mean? It's both the same criteria. What does that mean? Side by Kinyan, side by Tvisa. I need a certain darga of Knisa L'Rishos. I need a certain darga of seeing that it's by you. I need the level of Hachnasa L'Rishos. So the level of Hachnasa L'Rishos of Tvisa has to be the same level. It means like this. A Kinyan is coming to accomplish a Kinyan. A Tvisa is coming to accomplish a Tvisa. the level of hachnasa, the rishos that I need, the level that I need, that it's by you, I'm going to use the word by you now, is the same in both places. So it doesn't mean that tefisa is totally in Kenyan. It means that they're both meshubah to the same standard. They're both meshubah to the same standard of hachnasa, the rishos. So whatever is called by you, in Kinyanim is called by you for tfisa. Don't tell me that to go make a tfisa it's enough less of a dargov by me. Don't go tell me that to make a tfisa it's enough less of a... No, you need the same dargov by me that a Kinyan causes. But again, I'm saying again, it's not just that tfisa is totally in Kinyan. Tfisa is totally in a certain level of coming in. The level of coming in that's enough of a good coming into my rishos is the same level that I have by Kenyan. So what it means tisa real Kenyan is, if it works for a Kenyan, if it's enough for a Kenyan, then it's enough for a tisa. That's what I would call in Lumbis, I would call it a simon. The Kenyan is a simon. If it works for a Kenyan, that's a simon that it came into my rishos enough. The same amount of coming into my rishos that's enough for a Kenyan is enough for tefisa, which means when I use the word simen, it means that kinyan is a measuring rod. The measuring rod, if I want to know, in order to be a tafus, it has to be by me. It's not enough that I'm physically holding onto it. In order to be a tafus, I have to see it by me. The amount that I need to see it by me is the same amount that works for kinyan. So if I want to know, is it enough by you, I have to check. If it's enough for Kenyan, then it's enough for coming in by me. That's what I call a simen. That means the tefisa is not totally in Kenyan. Tefisa and Kenyan are both totally in the same standard. So how do I know if I have the standard that I need? I check. If it's enough for a Kenyan, then it's enough for this, because they're both totally in the same standard of Kisa L'Rishos. That's what I call a simen. The Kenyan is a simen. If there's a Kenyan here, I want to say the critical line now. If this thing makes a Kenyan, that's a simen, that it's enough in my rishos that I can use it for tefisa. I repeat again. If this thing makes a kinyan, that's a simen, that it's enough in my rishos to make a tefisa also. That's nifloid. That's the Pashem Shah. And by the way, the Kunches of Sveikas and Karl Ches, the brother of the Ktais, the member of this topic called tefisa real kinyan, is in the Kunches of Sveikas and Karl Ches. He's the one who created this whole topic, Bachal, and called it that. By the way, in the Rishayna, nobody calls it that, if you notice. All they say is this thing, it's not Mosek. That the wordings of Tisa Kinyan appears for the first time in the Kunja Sveikas in Kalches. And over there it's Mashma, he learned this way. He learned that the word is, it's a simen. If I want to know, do I have the amount of Roshos that I need to go ahead and accomplish a level called Tisa, I have to go check whether or not this thing would be enough for a Kinyan. If it's enough for a Kinyan, then it's enough for a Tisa. That's what I mean, that I have two things which are totally in one standard. See, that's the chiddush of this gemara. Not like that. And we just said it's nothing, right? I just said that it's coming to say that it's not like that, right? Oh, if that's the pshat, and by the way, that vaystoy is the posh of shat tefisa world of Kenyan. So then tefisa doesn't make any sense. Hello, you have a rochem and a manik, okay? You're holding it in a way that this scenario wouldn't make your Kenyan, right? Because the rochem is not kind of a manik. Manik is not kind of a rochem. So you're holding it in a way that wouldn't create a standard of hachnasa l'rishos, correct? So how could such a thing work for tefisa? What do you tell me? But if it would be rachav alone, it would work. Who cares? If it would be rachav alone, who cares? Who cares if rachav alone? But right now in this situation, you got to that standard? You got to that place? No. Because rachav makramanim doesn't work. Manik makramanim doesn't work, correct? So in this scenario, you got to that level? You got to that standard? You got to the standard of hachnasa l'rishos? No, you didn't get to it, because the ma'aseh rochem makomanim doesn't give you that standard, or manik makorot doesn't give you that standard. So how can you be a tafos? What does Tosfos say? That even though in this scenario, like it is now, I'm grounded not peseder, but in other places it works. What's happening? Tachlis, the standard that I need to be called a tafos is a standard of Kenyan. You don't have the standard of Kenyan here. It's niflamoid. Tosfos makes sense. Now, Zeno taught us, therefore, that obviously Tosfos and the Ram Shif and the Bnei Yeshua, who learned that there's such a thing called Tisa Rekin, they learned a different Pshat Tisa Rekin, but they learned like this. That Tisa is midly Tali in Kenyan. Not the Pshat that they're both Tali in a standard. There's no standard. A Tisa is something, is that you hold it in a way that can make a Kenyan. I'll say it more than that. The Kenyan is the Siba for what we call a Tisa. You know when something's called a Tisa? When you hold it in a way that can make a Kenyan. So the Tisa Rila Kenyan is not the pshat that Tisa and Kenyan are both totally in the same standard. And if you'll have the standard that works for Kenyan, you'll have the standard that works for Tisa. That doesn't work. That doesn't work in Tisa. Over here in this scenario, you don't have the standard that works for Kenyan. Pshat's a different pshat in Gansin. What makes a Tisa is a holding that is ability to make a Kenyan. You heard what I just said? I repeat again. Tisa Rila Kenyan means what makes a Tisa is you're holding it in a way that can make a Kenyan. That's what I call a Siba. A Siba means the Siba for the Tisa. What is the Siba for the Tisa? The first trait is a Simen. The first trait is, if I want to know, did the Tisa get me the standard that I need to go, I'm going to go measure. I have a measuring rod called Kenyan. If it supplied the goods for Kenyan, it supplies the goods for Tisa. That's a Simen. That I don't have in the case of Tisus. If Rachel Makamadik doesn't supply the goods. Zok the Pshat, nay, the Pshat's a different Pshat. The Pshat is, it's a Siba. Holding an object in a way that makes Kenyan is what creates the Tisa. It's a vilus dika holding. And if you hold it in a way that could make a Kenyan, that's what makes the Tisa. Therefore, then I could hear. That means if you hold the object in a way that this type of holding can make a Kenyan on the object, that's enough to make a Tisa. A holding of an object in a way that can make a Tisa, a Kenyan, that holding, that type of holding is the holding that makes a Tisa. Then I could hear. So that I'm holding it in a way is to make a Kenyan is what makes the Tisa. Repeat. That I'm holding it in a way to make a Kenyan is what makes it a Tafas. Says to us, it's a super lovely Shavart. If that's true. What happens if I'm holding something in a way that the holding mitzad atzma could make a Kenyan? Rachav alone is kind of right? So I'm holding it in a way that the achiza that I have is a Kenyan tikka achiza. Since Tosis says, I don't need that befoiled in this scenario, it would create a Kenyan. It's a dinner, what type of achiza are you holding? A achiza, a Kenyan dikka achiza, creates a tvisa. I have a Kenyan dikka achiza, says Tosis. Why do I have a Kenyan dikka achiza? I'm holding it Rachav dik. Rachav is a Kenyan dikka achiza. Manig is a Manig dikka achiza. Ilamaisa, in this particular situation, it can't affect the Kenyan because there's a clash. Does get minished on. I don't need the result of the Kenyan. I don't need the standard of the result of what the Kenyan accomplished. If the sort of Tisa Rila Kenyan is, I need the same level of Achnasa L'Roshos that Kenyanim create. I don't have it over here, because over here the Kenyan didn't create anything. But if I don't need the level of Achnasa L'Roshos that a Kenyan creates, I need to hold it in a way that's a Kenyan dikka, because I'm holding it in a bailus dikka way, not in a way that makes the Kenyan. I don't need the result of the Kenyan. The only thing that makes an achiza is when I hold the object in a way that mitzad the holding it could make a Kenyan. That's called holding onto something that I have over here. I'm holding it rachav dik, you're holding it manig dik. Rachav is a Kenyan dikka achiza. Manig is a Kenyan dikka achiza. Granted, in this particular scenario, I won't supply the goods. Get me nishdon, it doesn't bother me b'chol. That's the chiddush, the vast chiddush of Tosfos over here. What? Because that shows bailus, that shows it's by me. It's also brought up by me, but it's not the result of the Kenyan, it's the Maisa Kenyan. When you hold the Zach in a way that's a way that people do Maisa Kenyanim, that's a way of showing that it's by you, it's under your control, under your shlita. As opposed to the result of what the Kenyan does. It's not that, by the way, the standard of Tosfos is much lower than the standard number one. Standard number one is that in order for something to be a Tisa, it has to be by you in the same amount of Knisa L'Roshos that a Kenyan appropriated. And according to this chart, I need to have it in the Mitzad the Maisa Kenyan that I have. You're holding it in a Kenyan dick away. Continues Tosfos and says, now we get to the B grade. We tied together everything we spoke about the last 2 weeks. Continues Tosfos and says, I have a ride to this Yisoid. Because there's another place where I have kasha. We'll go slowly over here. Very tiefer right now. Listen carefully. The Marsha says, I'm an Aleph, Shnei Marechus and Betalas. The Marsha says, Shnei Marechus and Betalas, slowly. So the Gemara, I'm an Aleph. By the way, this Tosfos is very, very vague. I want to unfold this Tosfos. Check Tosfos. The Gemara, I'm an Aleph, what a raya, then I'm a Gemara, Sila Chavera, Kona Chavera from Shnei Marechus and Betalas. What did the Gemara say? There's no raya. Shnei Marechus and Betalas could survive without Hamagmir and Tzilach HaVer Kanach HaVer, right? What do you want to say? Zemmer Kulishli. Nobody's speaking it up for anybody. So there's no Hamagmir and Tzilach HaVer going on, right? That's what it says. So the Gemara had a Tzad on Chesem and Alf on the bottom. That Avon Mishra Shnei Marechus and Betalas. doesn't have to go with Amagmiya Sila Khaver Khajmari. Mohan to be right, more says there's no raya. Really Amagmi Sila like Kana Khaver. Zamakulish, Zamakulish. That's the one. Fractisis. How could the Gemara say that Steinbach and Batalis could live in a world without Hamagmiya Sila Khaver Kana Khaver? How could the Gemara say the Gemara wants it like this? I'll bring a rhyme to a prayer of Shnaimach and Batalis, Shnaimach and Batalis, Zamakulish, Zamakulish. That means the Mishnah of Shnaimach and Batalis could live in a world without Hamagmiya Sila Khaver Kana Khaver. Fractisis, why? Now what do you mean to ask? You meant to ask a very, very sophisticated kasha. By the way, Taisa doesn't speak out what his kasha was. I meant to ask like this. Steinberg's and Metals, what's the din? Yachliku. Step one. Step two. Why do you say Yachliku in the Mishnah? Because each guy is a Tophus. Frank Taisis, how could each guy be a Tophus? How could each guy be a Tophus? Hello, each guy is holding it in a way that's not a Kenyan. Because you hold on with me, it's Yilach Haveroi, Lekon Haveroi. So you each guy's holding it in a way there's no Kenyan, so you don't have a Tfisa, a real Kenyan. When you pick up the Talmud, you go with it. How could the Gemara say that our Mishnah could live without the Yisrael of Amir Mitzvah Lechaver, Kona Chavera? How? If you don't need a Tfisa, a real Kenyan, so I'm holding on to half the Talmud, you're holding on to half the Talmud, Vakasha. But if you hold that what, my Rabbi say, then you need a Tfisa, a real Kenyan. So when you're holding on to Hefetalas, you're holding on to Hefetalas, neither of you are holding in a way of Tisuvel Kenyan, because that happens Menachas Agave Karka, that happens Menachas Agave Karka, correct? So Fektais Zakasha, by Shnaim, Oichs and Betalas, why is there a Din Yachleku? Because of Tisa? Neither guy's a Tophus. Because you're a Tophus on here, but the other half is Menachas Agave Karka, and he's a Tophus, the other half is Menachas Agave Karka. So neither guy has a Tisa, real Kenyan, right? And Fertaisis. Same terrace. You're right. In the scenario that I'm in now when my friend is here, you're talking right that my thesis is not ready for a Kenyan because there's somebody else here. But halloy, out there in the world, if my friend wouldn't be here, then what? I'm holding on to Talos as a good Akbar. That's cool, the Tisa Royal Kenya, because the only problem is my friend is here. My friend is here, so that's why there's a problem over here. But of course, my friend's not here, so then that's cool to have a Tisa. My Tisa is a Kenyan, Dika Tisa, because I got that in today's scenario that we're both here, there's a problem, but the Maisa, the Etzem, I'm holding it in a way that could make a Kenyan. Factor Marshal, the obvious Kasha. What are you talking about? What do you mean that without Yechavra? The Gemara says Mufurish. That you picked it up in a way that it's what? That it's munachas agapi karka. So how could Taisa say that what? That over here, the reason why Shnaimos and Batalos is called this piece of world of Kenyan, albeit it's true that together with the other guy it's no good, but if he wouldn't be here, you would be okay. I have a raya that it's not true. What's my raya that it's munachas agapi karka? What's the raya that it's munachas agapi karka? Because I have to come on to what? Correct? What? Yeah? If on the tzad that they both picked it up together, in order to be a tzisa royal kinyan, well, that we know, that two people pick up something together, correct? You have to come on to Rabbi Yehuda Chaver. If they both picked it up together, if you wanted to be a tzisa royal kinyan, it means, what is the problem now that, I'll say it this way, now that my friend is here, why does it shtar my kinyan? Say it that way. What does it mean to say? When your friend is here, it shtars your kinyan, right? But yeah, if you wouldn't have been here, but have a kasha. But when he is here, why does it shtar my kinyan? But when he is here, why is it shteres? So the Gemara says, why is it shteres when the other guy is here? What does the Gemara call it? Menachas Agave Karka. If it's Menachas Agave Karka, so then the word is, you didn't do a Maisach Bobuchal. Fekir Hakasha, Bishlam, in the case of Rochov and Manig, the act that you're doing Rochov is an act which is Koina. The act that you're doing Manig is Koina. Just the word is, Rochov and Rochov Manig is not Koina, Manig Rochov. Over here, what you did is not a Maisach Kenyan, because it's Menachas Agave Karka. So how could I used to say, oh, if your friend wouldn't be here, then everything would be fine? What do you mean your friend wouldn't be here, everything would be fine? My friend wouldn't be here, we'd be on the ground. We'd be menachas, agave karka. That's the kushi atzuma that the marshal asks. So you didn't do an act. By Rochov, you did a maisa kinyan called Rochov. Manik, you did a maisa kinyan called Manik. Just when they clash together, they're no good. Over here, what do you mean if my friend is the problem? My friend's not the problem, my friend will be. We'll be on the ground. Ever the marshal, we're talking about a what? Ever the marshal, we're talking about a what? A talis kotzer. And the mashal, we're talking about a talis kotzer, right? The mashal talis. Then if the friend will let go, be up in the air. So what's fair on that? Mashal says, we're talking about a zach. No, the friend is the problem. Why is the friend the problem? Because it's a short talis. And if the friend will let go, then what? It'll be up in the air. So I did a good nice hakbah mitzvah myself. So what's the obvious kasha on the marshal? If it's talking about a short talis, and that the guy would let go of being the air because you did a good ma'isa hakbah, so what do you have to come on to what? So what do you have to come on to what you for? It's a short talis, you did a good hakbah, have a good day. What's the answer? Said the Rajbo, that even when it's a short talis, it's what? It's menachas agavi karka. So we're back to square one. You didn't do a ma'isa hakbah b'chol. What in the world is going on here? Fege hakasha, I don't understand. The marshal is Greek. Greek. Greek should be Greek. Yeah? Marshal doesn't make any sense. Marshal said, Tosef said, that in the case of Shnayim Rebbes and Metallis, it's also a case where Be'etzim, it's a Tvisa Rolik. Why Tvisa Rolik Kenyan? Hello, you can't be kind of where there's another guy. He says, no, that's only because there's another guy here. If I would be alone, I'd be able to be kind of. What do you mean? The Gemara says, no, the Gemara says, if the guy wouldn't be, it's Menachas Agavi Karka. Says the Marshal, it's a short talis. Figure, if it's a short talis, it's also Menachas Agavi Karka. I have a raya. Because even when it's a short talis, you still have to come on to what? I mean, be with Sila Chaver Kana Chaveru. In this case, also you have to come on. The Gemara says you have to come on to be with Sila Chaver Kana Chaveru. The Gemara wanted to bring a raya. Correct? Tosef says before us that Tins is not like we have Sila Chaveru. But you have to come on by a short talis. And we have to, I don't understand. If you don't have to come on to, if a short talis is good, you picked it up completely, so you don't have to come on to be with Sila Chaveru. The Mishnah was talking about a short talis or a long talis. Says the Marshal, we're talking about a short talis. The Mishnah was talking about a short talis, correct? But in a short talis, the Gemara still said you have to come on to Rebbe Yitzchak Chaver Kana Chaver when they both pick it up together, correct? Why? He said the Rajba, why? Because it's called Yod Chaver Kikarkadami. It's called on the ground. If it's called Yod Chaver Kikarkadami, so I think you didn't pick it up. You didn't do an act of Hakbah B'chol. You didn't do it.
But this tweet is not.
And that's what you're saying. But right now it's in Yad Chaveroi, I didn't do an act of Hakbah. How can you go tell me that this is called a Tvisa Rila Kinyan? You didn't pick it up.
Right,
it's a sign
that if he would do it himself, it would be.
You didn't hear what I said. It's not a right as you said at all. It's a tragedy what you said. I'll explain what Price is saying. Price is saying, what are you hacking a cup over here? Well, the Tosef said he said that if I do it myself, it would be fine. That's not what Tosef never says such a thing. You learned the whole Tosef is wrong. Tosef never said a rule of what would happen if I would be alone. What Tosef said was, but if I did a ma'isa that mitzad atzmo is a ma'isa kinyan, so then even though today there's some outer force bothering me, that's called tisa rila kinyan. If it's called al karka, I don't care what caused that it's on the karka. I'll have this question. When it's a long talis, so why don't you say it? It's not my problem because God created the world, so that's what's causing the problem, that the talis is on the floor. If the world would disappear from, let's say, from Iranian ballistic missiles and it gets blown up and it disappears, so then the talis will be in the air. That's a taina? No. It's not my fault. I picked it up. It's my fault that there's a world there? Narishkai, right? So Tosis, I'm happy Rabbi Price asked this. He's pointing out a mistake. Tosis never said a yisoid. This is what I'm saying. Tosis never got up and said a yisoid. Well, when the problem is caused by outside forces, that's called Tosis Arel. That's what Tosis said. Chas v'sholom. What Tosis said is that in a place where you did a zach, which means that atzmo is a good ma'isa kinyan, that's called a tfisa of real kinyan, you held it by Lundik. The problem is coming because there's another thing clashing with it. But in a place where I did an act, where the act itself is not a good ma'isa kinyan, so about that, that's not called tfisa of the kinyan. So what's the difference if it's a short talis or a long talis? If it's a long talis, you're telling me that, well, it's not called tfisa of the kinyan. Why? Because I didn't do an act of hakbah. And if it's a short talis, it's also called menachas agavi karka, because it's double zach. Pelots of Venera. By the way, the Pelots of Venera, what's Marshall talking about? And which means what the Tosis is talking about. What Tosis is talking about with all over here. Marshall has the Kasha. By the way, how do you read the Tosis? Tosis says, because if the guy wouldn't be here, you'd be okay. What if the guy wouldn't be here, you'd be okay. But the Gemara says that in the case where the guy is here, I have to come out to my view with here. Why? Because Menachas Agavi Karka, correct? What's the problem with Menachas Agavi Karka? Says the Rajba, because it's not cool, you picked it up. So what's it going to happen? What's Tosis' Teretz? You did a Zach, which if the other guy wouldn't be here, but the guy is here, and the guy is the Karka. Now the same way when it's a talus or when it's a long talus, it's called on the ground, it's not called I picked it up. So the same thing when it's a short talus. Why when it's a short talus is a problem? Why is it a problem when it's a short talus? What's the ground to the Khaver Khanaver for? The answer is because it's Yad Khaver, Kiyat Kata Karka. So I didn't pick it up, it's on the carcass still. Okay. It's a mistake, I'll explain. By Rochov, I did a full scale Maisa Kenyan. Rochov is a Kenyan. The reason why there's a problem is because there's another Kenyan clashing with me. But there's nothing lacking in my Maisa Kenyan. Over here, one second. You didn't hear what I said. I'm saying something partial. I'm not saying anything complicated. By Rochev, I did a full Maisa Kenyan. If the guy won't be here, I did. Over here, Kayyom Hazeh, you didn't pick it off the ground. You didn't do an act of Hakbah. One second, I'll say that. Now you're starting to talk like a mensch. Now you're waking up. Now you're saying some Zach. So I don't understand. What I don't see the Marshal. What's Marshal talking about? It's a long talus, a short talus. The minute that the Gemara says that by talus you have to come on to having bim seilah kavera, that means it's menachas agavikar. I mean, it's on the ground. If it's on the ground, so what's the difference if it's a short talus or a long talus? I do my isak boah. And when Rabbi Price is talking, it's a huge mistake. I'll say, what do you mean it's being caused by the other guy? Who cares if it's caused by the other guy? Taiz didn't mean to say if it's caused by somebody else or not. Taiz meant to say, did you do an act which is mitzad itself a kinyan? Rochav is a kinyan, man is a kinyan. When you pick up a zach that's in somebody else's hand, that's not called you picked it up. This is the ultimate riot to the Toys of Russia's shot. This is the ultimate riot to the Toys of Russia's shot. It's a riot muchachas from Toys and the Marshal to Toys of Russia's shot. That the problem of Menachas Agavi Karka, slowly, we have a lot to say here, that the problem of Menachas Agavi Karka is not that you didn't pick it up. Although the Toys of Russia said, you picked it up, you picked it up. You picked it up. You picked it up. You picked it up. Why? Because if the other guy would have let go of it, that's called I picked it up. We don't say Yad Chaver Kiat Karka. Yad Chaver is not Kiat Karka, dummy. Get picked, it's get picked. I picked it up. And I made a Gantzak ball on the entire talus. Because it was a talus kotzer. So what's the problem? But the other guy's also making a kinyan. Because I did a full-scale Maisa kinyan. I did a full-scale act of picking up. I picked up the entire talus. It's a short talus. If the other guy would let go, be in the air. So if the problem of the chaver is the chaver is kikarko, so you never picked it up. So you can't go tell me I did an act of kinyan that would work in other places. You didn't do an act of kinyan that would work in other places, Rabbi say. You didn't do an act of kinyan, period. You didn't do an act of kinyan b'chal, not work here, not work in other places. What you did is not an act of kinyan. But if the problem of kotzer is that you did an act of kinyan, just the problem is that there's a clash from the other guy. So mitzad my maisa, if there wouldn't have been another guy over here, my maisa would have worked. Why is he a problem? I picked up enough of what I picked up. I picked up the whole talus. I picked up enough to be koina. What's the problem? The other guy is doing a maisa kinyan also. Senator Rav told me his kinyan clashes with my kinyan, or the pshat that we said, not that his kinyan clashes with my kinyan, but the fact that there's another guy over here creates another rishos, which creates agidus to a different rishos. But it's all not mitzad a lacking in my maisa kinyan. It's not mitzad that my maisa kinyan is lacking. Mitzad my maisa kinyan, I did a shleimus diga maisa kinyan that has all the ingredients to bring in into my rishos. Just as another party over here. Oh, that fixed with Taisus Lomdis. Taisus was Rechadish. That if I do an act of a kinyan, that mitzad atzmoy is a good maisa kinyan. Just as outside sources, which in the scenario over here block it from happening, that doesn't shter tzvi zareel a kinyan. That's nifl moiz amita shatoy. By the way, I want to finish off. But if it would be a long talus, I'd say. That's what Rashi meant. Rashi, when he answered it's a short talus, meant because the problem by a short talus, well, I want to say it over again. When did he answer short talus? Short talus is not better. Short talus is also Menachas Gavi Karka. He learned that Menachas Gavi Karka by short talus is the pshat of the Tosis of Rosh. If he balances the pshat of the Tosis of Rosh, he balances the pshat of the Tosis of Rosh, that the pshat is that you did it by Sakinian. It was picked up. It's not Kikarka Dami. We don't look at it Menachas. No, the pshat is that there's a clash, whether the clash is the Nusach of Ramaftali, or the clash is, what do you call it? Mela, or the Pshat, that we said that it's argued to different Rishos, that, then you can apply Taisus Svara. How do you think about it? The Tfisa of the Talus that I have in a short Talus mitzat Atzimu is enough to perpetrate a Maisa Kinyan. Just grab it, there's somebody else here. That doesn't scare me, that's Nifl Moid. By the way, I want a Firoi, it's a Gvaldi Gazak. I want to be a long Talus. Hold on, I want to be a long Talus. But if it's a long talus, then what? But if it's a long talus, stating the marsha is no good. L'chayre have an eitzah for the long talus also. What's the eitzah for the long talus also? The Nesivah says that even by a long talus, it's not really on the ground. What did the Nesivah say? What you picked up, you what? You picked up. Will the Nesivas help out for the Marshal's Kasha? What does the Lamdanim say? I have a new Tarot to Marshal's Kasha. Marshal's asked and said, what are you telling me that over here it's over here you did a Maisakin, you did a Maisakin, it's on the ground. So he said it's a short talus, but if it's a long talus, it's on the ground. Would the Nesivas help out if it's a long talus and say, because the Nesivas taught us that even when it's a long talus, it's not completely on the ground. What you picked up, you picked up?
What's it?
I can't hear you.
How's there
cooking
down and overriding
each other? Yeah, sorry. You're talking about what I just said?
Yeah, what I picked up,
No, but the other half is staring. So why is it no good when it's a long talus? Then it's because it's argued to a different rishos. Could that be an answer to Tyson's kasha? that what? Oh, it's not. Why not? Why not? According to Nesivis, albeit it's true that when it's on the ground, what you picked up, you picked up. But Maisa, what's the problem with the Kenyan? Because the other half they eat and pick up is argued to different rishos. So it comes out, did you do a Maisa in this talus that's enough to make a Kenyan? No? No, I didn't. I didn't do a Maisa Kenyan. I did the act of picking it up. But I didn't do a Maisa Kenyan to the talus. That's not called the Tisa or the Kenyan. So when it's a long talus, and I only picked up half, say if I didn't pick it up at all, say if I only picked up half of the Maisa, I didn't pick up enough of the talus to make a Kenyan. That's not called Tisa or the Kenyan. But when it's a short talus, I picked up enough of the talus to make a Kenyan. Just well, to somebody else doing something over here which clashes with my Kenyan. That's called the Tfisa or the Kenyan. That's Niflamoyed Amita Shalteira. Mele says the Masha that the case where we activate the Din of Tfisa or the Kenyan is a short talus. Ah, a short talus is also Munachas Agavi Karka. This is the ultimate riot in the Pshat of the Tfisa Sarash. That Munachas Agavi Karka by a short talus doesn't mean that you didn't pick it up. You picked up the entire thing. Just his Kenyan is about my Kenyan. It says Tifa Vart for Tisa Rela Kenyan. It's enough. That's Niflamoyed Amita Shalteira. Oh. Now watch this. So far so good, right? Now we go much deeper. Much, much deeper. Much, much, much deeper. Listen carefully. I once heard a kasha from Rav Asher. Exactly 40 years ago. I was nishtamer from the kasha. I think I even stayed in learning because of this kasha, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. Listening? Now listening. I want Eilam to tell me a terrace on the spot from such a kasha. Tifavar. Listening? Watch. Let's learn up the Tosis. Tosis has the kasha. Shnei Mosem Betal is. Why have Yachleku? Because each one's a toughest, right? How can you be a toughest? Not Tisa Rela Kenyan. Why is not Tisa Rela Kenyan? Because the other half is Menachas Agavi Karka. Correct? And each guy's holding is not a holding. So Tosis is Mechadish in his teretz. In his teretz. I don't need Tisa Rela Kenyan now. I need Tisa Rela Kenyan somewhere. Agreed? So even though the present situation. But Tosis in his kasha didn't hold like that, right? Tosis in his kasha held. I need Tisa Rela Kenyan now. It's not enough. But I want to dissect the Tosis now. Next stage. Tosis in his kasha didn't hold up his teretz, correct? Tosis in his kasha held that in order to be called a Tisa Rela Kenyan, it's not enough that theoretically somewhere it could be Tisa Rela Kenyan. It's not enough. In order to be called a Tisa Rela Kenyan, it has to be that in the present matzav you're a Tisa Rela Kenyan, okay? Now I want to repeat Tosis kasha, okay? Tosis kasha goes like this. The Gemara of an Aleph wanted to bring a raya that our agreement say the chaver kana chaver from the Mishnah. The Gemara says there's no raya. There's no raya. Is that a kula shali? There has to be a raya that I'm going to say the chaver kana chaver. There is a raya that I'm going to say the kana chaver. What's the raya I'm going to say the kana chaver? Because it says each guy is holding on to it to get yachleku, right? I wish it is a real kenyan. So how could the Tosis shtel his kasha? Did you notice? I want to teach you a lot of Tosis. How could the Gemara say on Amen Aleph that there's no raya from the Mishnah how I'm going to say the chaver kana chaver? Where did Tosis shtel his kasha? On the Gemara. The Gemara on Chesam and Aleph said that there's no raya to Hamek Bia Mezilach Vera from our Mishnah. For Tosis, there is a raya. Why is there a raya? Because you need Tisa Royal Kenyan. How do you have Tisa Royal Kenyan? You're holding it, Menachas Agavi Karka. You're holding Menachas Elamites. The answer is what? Hamek Bia Mezilach Vera, Kona Chavero. So Tosis Kasha, the address of Tosis Kasha was on the Gemara of Menachas. Why did the Gemara say that there's no raya from our Mishnah, Hamek Bia Mezilach Vera, Kona Chavero? There is a raya. You know what my raya is? What do you think? Is that a kulishli? There is a raya from the Mishnah. What's the raya from the Mishnah? It says, Shnei Mosem Betal is Yachleku. How can it be Yachleku? It's Tisa Rela Kenyan. And why is it not a Tisa Rela Kenyan? Because you're holding it in a way that is Menachas Agavi Karka. You're holding it in a way of Menachas Agavi Karka. So neither of you have a Tisa Rela Kenyan. So what does it ask? That should have been a raya that what? Look at the address of Tosis Kasha. The address of Tosis Kasha is on the Gemara at the bottom of Chesam and Aleph. The Gemara at the bottom of Chesam and Aleph said that there's no raya from the Mishnah Tamek Bir Seil Chaver Kona Chaveroi because that I'm a Kulishali, I'm a Kulishali. In fact, Tosis, there is a raya Tamek Bir Seil Chaver Kona Chaveroi because otherwise it's not a Tisa Rela Kenyan. That's Tosis Kasha. But look at the address of Tosis Kasha. Tosis didn't ask and say Stam, why is the Yachleku in the Mishnah? He asks on that Gemara at the bottom of Chesam and Aleph that wanted to bring a raya Tamek Bir Seil Chaver Kona Chaveroi. The Gemara said there's no raya. In fact, Tosis, there is a raya. What's your raya? Raya, because otherwise it's a tisa she'en erila kinyan. Step before shentosis. Then if I'm a beer seal chaver kana chaveroi, what would be the din? Would it be a problem? State before shentosis that if the din would be I'm a beer seal chaveroi kana chaveroi, then what? He wouldn't have had a kasha, right? Then you would understand why it's called a lot. Take a kasha, I understand. Two guys holding on to a talus. Ruvain has a tisa. It's a tisa erila kinyan. Yes or no? No. Shimon's holding on to talus. It's a tisa erila kinyan. No. So what does it help me on my BFC Lechokanachavero? Each guy helps out the other, but my tfisa, it's at Atma, it's not where the Kenyan, and your tfisa is not where the Kenyan. Dr. Basher, it's before Rishon Tosfos. Yeah? Again, I repeat, I'm not in a rush. It's before Rishon Tosfos that if I would hold, when two guys hold a talus, Hamagbiyam, it's Yel, Lechavero, Konachavero, there wouldn't have been a kashim. Make it simple. Taisi is the kashin shim sai from the talus is the tvisa shayna or the kinyan, right? Taisi said I have a teretz. If I'm a gbiyam et zila chavero kona chavero, that would be a tvisa or the kinyan. Why? Each tvisa for itself is nothing. Your tvisa, what do I see? You're holding on to half a talus, half a talus now, tvisa or the kinyan. You can't make a kinyan with that. You need other guys to help you out. The other guy's holding on to half, he's half a talus now, tvisa or the kinyan. He needs other guy to help him out. So why should it make a difference if it's a kona chavero or not kona chavero? It's a tvisa shayna or the kinyan. Why does Taisi predicate his kasha? If I hold up my beam and seal a chaveroi, like on a chaveroi, so then Steinrochs and Metalis is called Tisa Shayna Rila Kinyan, and he has to say his bombastic teretz. Meduya Kintosis, before Shintosis. That if I would hold up my beam and seal a chaveroi, then everything's good. Because each guy helps the other guy out, but each guy's Tisa Mitzad out, so he's not a Tisa Rila Kinyan. And that's what he said. I'm missing a bomb kasha. I'm missing a catastrophic kasha. Shaloka to Gwalsi Moshi Shua Benon. Could be earlier, but I don't go back that far. And that's what we're talking about. He's saying, you're hitting a big raid, which I'll say soon. But the Gwana, that doesn't make sense. If you need to be a Tvisa real Lakinian, before Tais said his test, I mean, Tais is kasha. He can tell you a talisman. Says Tais is happy the Gemara say there's no riot. Maybe we'll see, like, well, there's a riot. Because if Havagbiyazil, like on a Havar, so then you're not a Tisa Rila Kinyan, because you're holding on to it. It's Munachas Akabikarka. And what's Havim Mustila help me for that? What's Havim Mustila help me for that? What's Havim Mustila try to help me for that? What does that do for me? But my Tisa is not a Tisa Rila Kinyan. I need to help from somebody else. And your Tisa is not a Tisa Rila Kinyan. So Forjan Tais is that if I would hold Havagbiyazil, on a Havar, then it's a Tisa Rila Kinyan. Why? Your Tisa is not a Tisa Rila Kinyan. What? Can you? Okay. No, they were talking about they were arguing. No, but we don't know how they were coining it. You make a mistake. They didn't even say they were coining it that way. So what are you saying? I have a tfisa, I'm looking at the video clip. I have a guy holding on to half the talus. Half the talus is a tfisa or real Kenyan. You're holding is a tfisa or real Kenyan. No. It's Menachas and Gabi Karkin, the other guy will help you out, but Vakasha, but your tfisa is not a tfisa, really, can you? The other guy is helping you out. I don't know what that means. It's other hip, other guy's helping out the other. Why? I didn't do a tfisa. I have a tfisa on half the talus, it's nothing. The other guy will help me out, but Vakasha, my tfisa is not a tfisa, really, can you? So I need to get the kasha now?
Why is that lower?
What?
Why is that lower? Is there a Kenyan or not? If there's a Kenyan, it's a piece of real Kenyan.
If I would be making a Kenyan, if I would all my business of America and Korea, they both do it together, like we spoke 100 times. In the Kenyan, it would work, but it's not, but your tfisa, the chelik that you're holding on, is not royal or Kenyan.
It works for the Kenyan.
No, but that's not me. If there's a din that I need the tfisa to be a tfisa which is royal for a Kenyan, I'm not holding it in a Kenyan to go away. I'm not holding it in a Kenyan to go away.
Why not?
Because the way I'm holding it, it's on the carcass. Somebody else from Mirechad Yovi Lachma will come and save me. What does it make a difference? But my tfisa is not a tfisa, which is royal Kenyan. It's not a tfisa, which made a Kenyan Michal. What do I give my tfisa Michal? Somebody will help me. Somebody will. It doesn't change the nature of your tfisa. Now, why don't we Matsia Teretz on this wondrous kasha? Why not title like this? The Marshal said, we're talking about a short talus, right? So a short talus, that's what you picked off the ground. So what's the problem? So why is the pile problem there? The answer is because his Kenyan is without the my Kenyan, right? His Kenyan is without the my Kenyan. He's also doing a Kenyan, right? It's one time I'm worried the Gazach. If the Pshat Lech Rav told me that his Kenyan knocks out my Kenyan, I don't have a teretz on this kasha. I'm holding on to half a talis, right? It's a short talis, I picked it up. But there's another guy doing it over there. And beside my holding, it's not a Kenyan. Remember, I'm in Tosis Kasha. Before we said the teretz that if it works somewhere else, it works. We're in Tosis Kasha where it's no good here. Why is it no good here? Because when you hold it in a way with somebody else, there's no Kenyan here. You're not making a Kenyan because somebody else is canceling it out. What's somebody going to say, I'm going to help for you? But your tefisa, the half that you're holding on to half in such a way, when you're holding on like this, your tefisa is not a tefisa of Rehla Kenyan. It's not a tefisa of Rehla Kenyan. It's a tefisa that can't make a Kenyan Bechal. Unless the other guy does it for you. But my tefisa is not a tefisa of Kenyan. His Kenyan cancels out my Kenyan. So if the aside of Menachas Kavikark is cancellation, so when I look at the video clip, I see you're holding on to half a talis. Half a talis, when somebody else is holding on to half a talis, is not a Maisa Kenyan. I repeat. Half a talis when somebody else is holding on to half a talis is not a Maisa Kenyan. It's not a Maisa Kenyan. You can see it on your head. So it's not a Maisa Kenyan. But I mean, no, the other guy will help me out. He'll help me out. So he'll do the Kenyan for you. But you didn't do a Maisa Kenyan. You're holding it away. That's not a Maisa Kenyan. But if we said the second shot that you picked up half and you did a Maisa Kenyan on half, just the forward is that what? That the other half is connected to a Rishos that's out of your Rishos. So then I could begin to hear a Zapshot. If I pick it up in a way that I picked up half, and my half is good picked up, my half is a good picking up. Just the word is, it's connected to a chelik of somebody else. And what does that do? That stirs my maisa kinyan or it stirs the effect of my kinyan? It affects the chalais. So what somebody else is going to do for me, he's going to do the maisa kinyan for me or he'll take away the ma'akif? Is that what you meant, Lieberman? No, you didn't mean that. He's going to take away the ma'akif, correct? At the end of the day, when he's going to do it for me, was my holding the holding that made the Kenyan? You hear the beauty? It is, yeah. Because I picked up, and my picking up is what makes the Kenyan. Just was connected to a different Rishos. That guy says, no, I'll do it for you also. But at the end, when I get my half, who did the Maisa Kenyan on my half? I did it exclusively. I don't need him for that. That's cool, the Tfisa Rehla Kenyan. If the pshat of the cancellation is Akir Maftali, that the words I didn't do a Maisa Kenyan Bechal, because the two people do Maisa Kenyan together. Remember, I'm a Tosis Kasha, right? Gosh, we look at the scenario right now. The scenario right now, there's no Maisa Kenyan. So why is it called the Tfisa Rehla Kenyan? Because he'll do it for me, but right now, it's nothing. But if the Yisoid is, I picked up half. Now, the part is, it's attached to a different Rishos, and the attachment to a different Rishos is staring my Kenyan. So if he'll take care of that problem by doing a Mabitzil Lechera Kanach Averoi, it's going to come out that my, so in a scenario of a Mabitzil Lechera Kanach Averoi, I have a Tfisa Rehla Kenyan. Because that's my dinner mice on the half that I want to be kind of. Just there's something staring the Chalais to be Chal. That's called the Tfisa Rehla Kenyan. But if I hold the Mabitzil Lechera Kanach Averoi, so then it comes out that the holding that I did is not going to make a Kenyan. And that is has to be Mechadish, his tremendous Chiddish to answer the oracle. Tomorrow, Mitz Hashem. We're moving into the grand finale of Tfisa Rehla Kenyan, not the Omer. We still have to do all the places in Stransky. Okay? Yeah? But tomorrow we're going to see the Rishonim learn the whole sugya differently, yeah? Ayin Shem Heter. We're going to learn the famous Kseis in Nesivas and Simen Ayin Beis. Ah.